please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Those are pretty powerful words we heard right at the beginning, wasn't it? It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. A powerful, powerful sentence. So what the heck does it mean? Well, first I always like to start with the, what are we set free from? Right? What is it that we're set free from in Christ? Well, we're set free, what Paul is explaining to the people in Galatia, is you're set free from the law, from the requirements. And at that time, we've been talking about that it's circumcision that was being required. It was following the laws of purity when eating. It was following the law. So Paul is saying, we're set free from the Ten Commandments. Whew. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Like, I'll sign up for that. But what Paul is saying is we're set free from the Ten Commandments as it relates to how we are made holy, how we are made righteous, how we are reconciled with God, how we are forgiven. Because let's face it, none of us can keep those commandments now, can we? We can't. If we are really and truly honest with ourselves, we will recognize that we cannot keep those commandments. So the way that we're reconciled to God is through one way only, and that is through the death and the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus Christ, God with us, God incarnate. That is the only way that we are reconciled to God. That's where our freedom lies. Okay? So what are we set free for if we know that we're set free from the law as a way to become righteous and to become holy and to become one with God? So what are we set free for? We're set free for freedom. That's what Paul tells us. But it's not the freedom as this world defines it. You know, next, a week from Monday, we're going to be celebrating our freedom as a nation. So that's not the kind of freedom that Paul is talking about here. It's not the freedom as the world defines it. It's not a, okay, great, I'm free. Now I can do whatever it is that I want. Because that kind of freedom, when we say, well, I can just go ahead and do whatever I want now, what does that result in? We heard it this morning. The desires of the flesh. And here flesh means self-indulgence, self-centeredness, self-focus, self-gratification. You see, when we start to focus on ourselves, what does it become? All about us. And we become slaves to ourselves. And that's what Paul is saying. Don't become a slave again. It's not a slave to anybody but ourselves and our desires. And we know that. You know, the marketers know that, don't they? The media knows that. The world knows that. And they capitalize on that, don't they? They're going to tell you exactly what it is that you need. You need to surround yourself with possessions, don't you? You need to make sure that you hold on to every penny that you have, and you need to build up your wealth. As a matter of fact, I'll sell you services so that you can continue to build up that wealth. It is all about an inward focus. Do whatever it takes is the attitude. And we hear it, especially in this particular political environment, don't we? We hear it. Let's lie, let's cheat, let's steal, let's twist things around. It has to be my way, always has to be right. Do whatever it takes is what is being called freedom. But that's not the freedom, because we've become slaves again to ourselves. We have been set free from, so that we can be set free for. We are set free for the other, specifically to love the other. The law has a new meaning for us. The law is not what we follow to get right with God, because we're never going to get it right with God. The law now teaches us what freedom looks like. It shows us what love looks like. It looks like this. It looks like not stealing, not slandering, not killing, not lying, not cheating, not being jealous, not being envious, not being boastful, right? We could go on and on and on. The law isn't how we become right with God. The law is how we now live as children who have been made right with God through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Because it's only through Jesus Christ that we come into the reconcilement and the relationship with God. Now, the only way that we're even able to love is through the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that's poured out upon each one of us in our baptism. Not a one-time thing, but something that happens day after day after day. And this morning, we get to hear the promises that are being made to Jesse and to Bray Lee. You are my beloved child. You are a member of the family of God. We are united as one. Yes, we are different and diverse, but we are united as one in Christ. And that's what you're going to hear. And what are the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Love. And I should say the gift. Because notice, fruit is one. It's one fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. Thank you. What was that one?
Faithfulness,
self-control. I hear the song. The kids are going to learn the song at camp about the fruit of the Spirit is not an apple. It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Not for us, but for the sake of the other, and only for the sake of the other. And that's what Jesus, what Paul means when he says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free, for the freedom to love. Don't become enslaved to what this world tells you is right and what freedom means. We know what freedom means. Freedom means loving our neighbor as much as we love ourselves. I want you to, in your minds, fill out this sentence. Christ has set me free from. You don't have to say it out loud, but I want you to think about it. Christ has set me free from. Christ has set me free for. Freed from, freed for. Think about that this week. Let the Holy Spirit open up your heart, your eyes, and your mind to see what you have been freed from so that you may be freed for. For it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. And we are called to live into the promises of Jesus Christ so that we may live our life freely in Christ for the other. Amen.